With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen meeting with Salvadoran Kilmer Abrego-Garcia while in El Salvador and says this situation isn't just about Abrego-Garcia. He claims it's about protecting the constitutional rights of everyone who resides in the United States. President Trump, though, is not buying that one bit.
This is the man that the Democrats are wanting us to fly back from El Salvador to be a happily ensconced member of the USA family.
The president says that Abrego-Garcia is not the man that Democrats claim he is.
Abrego-Garcia, is that the one? Yeah. Is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist. This comes out of the State Department and very legitimate sources. I mean, I assume I'm reading, I'm just giving you what they handed to me.
More than 200 illegal immigrants with criminal records arrested in New York by ICE agents. Those arrests come about during an operation earlier this month. Officials say more than half of those apprehended had criminal convictions. Also at SRNnews.com, Lisa Dwyer reports files relating to the assassination of RFK released.
About 10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Robert F. Kennedy have been released, including handwritten notes by the gunman who said that the Democratic presidential candidate must be disposed of and acknowledged an obsession with killing him. The release continues the disclosure of national secrets ordered by President Donald Trump.
Google has been branded an abusive monopolist by a federal judge for the second time in less than a year, this time for illegally exploiting some of its online marketing technology to boost the profits, fueling an internet empire worth $1.8 trillion. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling from a British court just might change the LGBT debate.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom has settled the matter within its borders. A woman is someone born as a biological female, and a man living as a woman does not qualify. The ruling concerns Britain's 2010 Equality Act, which sets out protections against discrimination. Pro-family advocates, feminist groups, and Christian leaders in the UK are cheering the historic decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican-led House advancing a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to repeal the abortion amendment that narrowly approved last year and instead ban most abortions with the exceptions for rape and or incest. Proposed won initial House approval by a vote of 94 to 50. House Speaker John Patterson, among the two Republicans who sided with the Democrats. This is SRN News. Well, one of the most beloved figures in college football broadcasting is calling it a career. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Lee Corso's nearly four-decade run on ESPN's College Game Day is coming to an end. Corso, the longtime ESPN broadcaster and former coach, widely known for his endearing expressions and elaborate headgear picks, is set to retire after a career with the show that began in 1987, ESPN announced. The network said his final broadcast will be August 30th, week one of the 2025 college football season. The network added additional programming to celebrate Corso is also planned. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Michigan and Pennsylvania officials confirming measles outbreaks this week. Nationwide cases topping 700 as of Friday. Two children and one adult have died from the disease. More details at SRNnews.com.